one review of some concepts that we learned regarding Trumat Kohanim. So the Torah says in this week's Parashan Chukat that one of the Tum'ot is Tum'at Met. Tum'at Met is the most severe of the Tum'ot, Avi Avot HaTum'ah. The Met not only is Metameh Benigi'ah, but a Met is also Metameh Be'ohel. Zot Torat Adam Kiyamut Be'ohel. Kol Asher Ba'ohel Yitma. And of course, the Tum'ah of Met can only be extracted through the procedure of para aduma, which is sprinkling of the special ashes with the water, maim hayim, on the third and the seventh day. And the Torah also introduces another type of tum'ah that Torah refers to as bahalal chayrev. Bahalal chayrev means that if somebody died by the sword, so the halal, he's a corpse. So the Torah says he also is mekabel tumah. Obviously, he's a dead guy. Rabbeinu Bachya says the Torah is medaber behoveh. Normally, how does a halal guy die? He dies with a cheref. So the Torah is saying how he died. Of course, it doesn't matter how he died, whether he died with a bullet or whether he died with a sword or he got hit with a baseball bat. Bottom line is a halal. Why would the Torah have to come along and say bahalal cheref? So the Gemara gives the famous derasha, Cherev Arehu Kehalal. Cherev Arehu Kehalal, which means, amazing hadush, that the metal item that comes in contact with a met, not only the Cherev, but any metal, Halal, Cherev Arehu Kehalal, that any metal that comes in contact with a met has a din of the met. Therefore, it's considered Avi Avot HaTum'ah. Imagine. Therefore, if somebody touches the metal that touched the mat, it's like he touched the mat itself. That's a big kiddush. Well, based on this, there's a famous exchange. Ibn Bakhaya brings this exchange down. It's actually based on a Tosafot and Masechet Mazid, Daf Nundal, Amud Bet, Ibura Matchil Tashema. Over there was a great rabbi called Rabbi Chaim HaKohen. Obviously, this halakha is nogeya to Kohanim. So he heard Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, it seems Shita was, that Bahalal Chayrib is so strong that just like a met is metameh be'ohel, so too the metal that touched a met will also be metameh be'ohel. That's a very, very big stringency, because that would mean that any metal that came in contact with a met, and then now is in the house, and the Kohen walks into the house, finished, it's tameh. And Rav Chaim Kohen told Rabbeinu Tam in a famous exchange where he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, and he says, Eze bayit tibne lishmi. So he says, what house are you going to build that I'm able to live in? He said, there's not a house in the world that does not have metal in it that either was in the oil of man, or came in contact with a man, a nail, a vessel. I mean, the simple case is, he's talking about a guy that, goes to a funeral and he has his keys with him and finished. The keys become tamer from the met. Now the keys are in the house. The keys are like a met. And if Quinn walks into that house, it'll be forbidden. He says, Ezebayit ibn Elishmi. So the Haim Quinn says, it's impossible that could be true. And the Ibn Ubaqiyya says that actually the metal that came in touch with the met is not metameh be'ohel. And he said, we have a gizrat kadur. Zot Torat Adam kiyamud be'ohel. Only Adam is metameh be'ohel, but not kelim. That's his chidush. Question that we just have, okay, but everybody agrees that the halal is like, the chayrev is like the halal, a kohanim mitzuvim not to become tameh to metal that came in contact. We know there's a lav. Kohanim are not allowed to become teme'im. Is there a lav against this? So the Rama in Hilchot Avilut brings two shitot down, and he writes that the ma'aseh, there is no lav. And therefore, although it exudes tum'ah, the cherev and kareu kahalal. But there's no isud, which is interesting to point out, that not every time a kohen becomes tameh, necessarily there's a lav against that type of tum'ah. There's certain types of tum'ah that there's no lav that the kohen is commanded against. Of course, he's assumed to become tameh to a corpse, but not to the cherev. And that does not mean he's not going to become tameh. He definitely will become tameh, but there is no lav. Fine. There's one more point that we clarified, is the Rama also, that his shita is an interesting shita, that as long as a person is involved in tum'ah, so therefore he cannot become tameh again, which means there's no isur of tum'ah again. For example, let's say he's touching a corpse. All right, so he's already mechulal. He's already mechulal. So at that point that he's mechulal, it's not going to impact. If he touches another mit, he's not going to be hayab at that point over there. It's interesting. It's like in bishul, har bishul, and in chilul, har chilul. So therefore, based on this, these two halachot of the Rama, and we're not saying this is a halakha, we're saying this is a clever idea, but it's not the halakha. Although some rabbis wanted to use this, it's a big question when it comes to kohanim, how they can become doctors, because they come in contact with tum'ah. They come in contact with tum'ah in the hospital, you know, in the morgue, wherever they're working, and autopsies that they have to do in their internship, and different things. So really, not so simple for a kohen to be a doctor. Yes, it's really a rabbi if he has any heter. He doesn't have to become, let him become a plumber, let him become an electrician. What does he have to become a doctor for? Becoming a doctor, he's going to run into these issues. So the clever idea that they want to give the kohenim is let him get a ring and let the ring become tameh from a met. Now you have over here halal chayrev. He's allowed to become tameh from this. There's no isud. Let him put the ring on. Now already he's osik b'tumah. Once he's mechulal from the tumah, so now there's no other tumah that can go on already. He's not over already. And bingo, it's a special ring that will save him from the tumah. If that you know steps will work out, it's not so pashut because you know it's not so pashut because obviously the Gemara knew this hashbon. And we know that there's many Gemara, we're going to learn one in Eruvin soon. The Gemara talks about that if the Kohen makes an Eruv, his Eruv, a Tehumin, in the cemetery. He says, oh, it's not a good Eruv. Why is it not a good Eruv? Because hu ve'eruvo eno b'makom echad. Because for an Eruv to be good, he has to access the Eruv. And he cannot access the Eruv when it's in the cemetery. Why can't he access? Let him put him one of these rings and let him go into the cemetery. If there was a legal way out, you don't have to actually do it. As long as there's a way to do it, then it should be okay. Obviously, the Gemara did not even entertain, or the case where the Gemara says, where the father tells the child, go to the cemetery to retrieve an Avedah. And the Gemara says, he doesn't have to look to his father. Why? Because he says, it's soon to become Tameh. Why does he have to look to his father? Put on the ring and go in and do both. So you see, the Gemara didn't give that option. Probably didn't give that option is because we only have the rule of Chilul when it's when you did an isur. This is a tumah of heter. A tumah of heter could be that if you're going to mehalel yourself on a tumah, you are mehalel yourself. When you metameh yourself on a lo yitamah, then already I'm involved in lo yitamah. I cannot have lo yitamah again. But I'm not involved in lo yitamah over here. This is a tumah of heter. So now the next tumah is a lo yitamah. Could be you don't have this. And tumah had tumah coming from a heter. It's probably one of the halukim. It's a lot of halukim. In any event, about that, at least it's food for thought, just to show you how the kohanim have to be very, very careful when it comes to the subjects of tumah v'tumah.